problem for us, and having so many men in this chamber today calling it out, I think is a great, great next step. So let's do what we can in this place on a multi-partisan basis to make every single day a day where we work together to eliminate violence in all its forms against women and girls. Thank you. President, yesterday was International Women's Day, and so many wonderfully diverse events were held here in Canberra. The first one I attended was a very, very special event at Old Parliament House yesterday morning, and that was the long overdue unveiling of two statues of our first female parliamentarians, Dame Dorothy Tangney and Dame Enid Lyons. A huge, huge shout out to my friend and colleague in the other place, Nola Marino, for her passion and commitment and dedication to realising both of these statues in the Parliamentary Triangle, the first statues in the Parliamentary Triangle of Australian women. And I hope the Labor Party will be equally passionate about ensuring there is one of our first female Prime Minister as well located there. The artist Liz Johnson has done a remarkable job of capturing both ladies as they walked into the old Parliament House together, side by side. And it was especially lovely to meet the families, the next generation of both families, who are so incredibly and rightly proud of both women. Dorothy was a much-loved teacher, and Enid was the mother of 12 children and also the wife of a Prime Minister. And they both have very different stories, but what they have in common is their resilience, their strength and their passion and their commitment to make a difference in the lives of other Australians. So one of the biggest takeouts for me is the fact that while both were from different sides of the ideological divide, they walked into Parliament House together. And throughout their careers, they worked very closely and collegiately together, and they were friends. And they worked on all sorts of causes for Australian women and children. And it's an important reminder for all of us here. We are diverse, but together we can do so much.
Thank you. Senator Polly.
Answer your questions to the point that you ground me to the ground and ended up in hospital.
Oh.
But I'm back here. I'm answering questions. Answering questions, and I'm assisting.
Well, you just alleged that we put you in hospital.
You just
that I put you in hospital, Senator Reynolds.
Well, if
so, you're the victim. Not Ms. Higgins, is that what
order.
It is?
Senator Wong, that's
order.
Not
nobody
what
takes
Senator
pleasure
Gallagher,
in asking
Senator
these
Gallagher.
Questions. Nobody My, takes pleasure
Senator
in asking
Gallagher
these questions.
And Senator
I'd like
Wong,
to
I'm going,
I'd like to respond to
Chair,
that.
Having,
that was
having,
an
sorry, having two senators yell at me at the same time.
I'm sorry. Well, I don't I propose to yell at you.
Okay.
And even today, key factual errors in your statements to the Senate have not been explained.
Senator
so
Wong.
Please don't blame us for the fact that we were required to
Senator
ask
Wong,
you questions
you
because
question,
of your
please?
Failure
Senator Wong.
To be upfront and transparent about key facts here.
My final question, Senator Reynolds, was it your decision to send Ms Higgins to Perth for the duration of the election campaign?
Senator Gallagher, again.
That's also subject to police investigation. How handy.
And that was your final question. Thank
Senator
you.
Senator Gallagher, that was beneath you.
Well, don't give me a lesson in that, Senator
Gallagher.
Please don't accuse me of.
Order.
Please don't give me a lesson in
I'm
ethics.
I'm going to go
no.
now. To
I know where this
from.
Started.
I'm now me? Going to go to Senator Sheldon and give him the call told. To return to his
what?
Questioning.
I beg your pardon?
No,
order.
No,
she's just made an invitation on the Hansard. We'd like to understand what she's just said.
You said I know where this started.
I know where this started. What do you mean?
Senator Wong, I really don't think we should be doing this here, but if you want me to do that...
Yes.
I think...
I was told by one of your senators 2 weeks before about what you were intending to do with the story in my office. 2 weeks before.
I had no knowledge of this.
No one had any knowledge.
Okay.
I had no knowledge
of
this.
How dare you?
Order. Now we will move...
It's all about protecting yourself.
We may suspend if we're going to continue down this path. Otherwise, I'm happy to pass the call to Senator Sheldon to continue his lines of questioning.